بالدم بالروح نفديك يا فلسطين.
بالدم بالروح نفديك يا فلسطين. بالدم بالروح نفديك يا فلسطين.
بالدم بالروح نفديك يا فلسطين.
I was told that roughly means with our blood and our souls, we stand in support of Palestine. Emotions ran high in Boston last night during a protest at the Israeli consulate dealing with Israel's attack on Gaza. Two groups, one in support of Gaza and one in support of Israel, were present in equal numbers and kept shouting or chanting their point of view across the street. This is Chris Gonsalves from the Ansar Coalition, one of the organizers of yesterday's nationwide protest, where as many as 15 cities participated.
We feel that it is the right of the Palestinian people to resist the occupation, to resist the criminal actions of the Israeli state and the U.S. military, and the Intifada is just that. It is a justifiable resistance to what is an illegal colonial occupation of an entire people.
Opinions differ greatly on both sides of the street, depending on how familiar each person was with the situation on the ground in Gaza or the West Bank. Andrew Popone from Boston did an internship with the Palestinian Fair Trade Organization, a group of cooperative farmers that sell olive oil to the U.S. and Europe.
I saw people getting thrown out of vans on their way to work, getting thrown face down in the dirt. I saw people getting tear gassed for walking in the street. Long waits at checkpoints, 8 hours for what should be a two-hour drive between one part of the West Bank and another. People who aren't even allowed into Jerusalem. I saw 500 Palestinians praying outside the old city of Jerusalem because they weren't allowed in for Friday prayers. I'm an American Jew, and I can't believe that this would be done in the name of my security.
Barnard Castle, an Israel supporter from Boston, has been to Israel 4 times, but never to Gaza or the West Bank. He said that Arab Israelis were happy living in Israel, and a two-state solution without Hamas is possible. Yet when it came to the issue of the Palestine refugee crisis...
Why is it not spoken that there are millions of Palestinian refugees stuck in these camps for decades, pawns? Where are the Arab brothers and sisters of these people willing to help them out, like Jews who came to America, like Irish that came to America, Italians that came to America? Why are Arabs not reaching down and helping these Palestinians in the refugee camps? Because it's convenient. It's a convenient, sad situation.
Rachel Calais from Newton insisted that Israel is for the Israelis. When asked if Palestinians had a right to stay in their land, she added,
God said it's for the Jews. The Jews are God's chosen people. We must stand for Israel, stand for our holy God, whose mount is and heart is in Jerusalem. We must represent him and stand for truth, and terrorism has to go.
Since my visit to the West Bank, I've been so appalled that the Jewish people, my people, could act in such an inhuman way toward another group of people, that I feel that I have no choice but to speak out.
That was Kathy Felgrave from Watertown. She talked about how easy it is to be blind to the plight of Palestinians because there is no need to go over the wall that divides the two groups of people. It's easy to go to Israel and not visit the West Bank and assume everything's okay. She said the reality is very different.
If you go to the other side, you see rubble and devastation. You see homes that have been bulldozed, homes that belong to the Palestinian people bulldozed. You see olive trees bulldozed and uprooted. You see total devastation and hopelessness. At one time, though, I did have 5 Israeli soldiers with machine guns pointed at me because I was trying to visit a mosque in Hebron, and the Israeli soldiers surrounded me and demanded to know what my religion was. And I said, what's the difference? And at that point, they raised their machine guns at me. My guide came running and he said, she's Jewish, and they put down the guns.
On the Gaza supporters' side, many felt that the media is not portraying this conflict fairly. Mohammed is an international student from Morocco, studying in the U.S.
By bringing Ehud Barak in the news, I mean, an interview, and not talking with other people, Palestinian people. That's not free media. You understand what I mean? That's unfair.
Certainly, the conflict cannot be talked about without context, without talking about the 40-year occupation, nor without talking about the embargo and the human rights situation in Gaza and the West Bank. That has become clear. This is Sophia Jarrín reporting for WMBR in Boston.